During the pandemic, the Hamtramck Arts and Culture Commission revamped to create new programs for neighbors to get to know each other better. One of those initiatives is called Our City, a three-part program organized by Commissioners Colleen Burke and Faina Lehrman. They tell WDET's Nargis Rahman how they're using poetry, food, and music to gather people in Hamtramck.
Hi, I'm Colleen Burke, and I'm on the Hamtramck Arts and Culture Commission. I moved to Hamtramck in 2007. I'm a musician. I have 2.5-year-old daughter.
My name is Faina Lehrman. I'm a Hamtramck resident on and off since 2001. I'm on the Arts and Culture Commission, and my husband and I are also the founders and directors of Pops Packing, located on the northwest corner of the Hamtramck-Detroit border, and which is an art organization that focuses on artist residencies and giving space to working artists.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the Hamtramck Arts and Culture Commission.
Newly reformed during the pandemic, so it's been a while getting the vision together, getting ducks in a row. I think up until the Our City event, the commission has mostly been in a supportive role to other existing organizations and events happening.
I think it's still in the early phases of figuring out how it best can serve. Trying to just build relationships with some of the other commissions and trying to get some visibility within the community. So
tell me about the Our City series that you're putting together with the commission.
We have had one event that was called Our City Voices. It was a poetry event that we held at the Ukrainian Immaculate Conception Church in the Rose Garden. And we had 7 poems representing 7 different cultures that make up Hamtramck. Read in their original language. It was a beautiful event, well attended.
Which I think is kind of great, especially the diversity of the crowd, the age range. You know, I think it kind of was all there. Everybody was zoomed in, and we had programs printed with all of the poems, little bios of the readers, and the translations.
And what were some of the responses that people had to something that was different?
Everyone related to each other. All of the poems were, everything was heavy and everything was about struggle. I would say there was a real theme that people just chose independently and people related to each other. Our second event, so there's already a big block party that happens every summer centered around food. People bring food. There's lots of music, lots of games for kids. We're inviting a couple of different women from different cultures in Hamtramck to make something that's special to their cultural story. We're printing out the recipes and they're going to give a little presentation about why this dish is special to them.
And we're also asking folks that want to bring a recipe to the exchange. We're interested more in about how to get to know our neighbors a little better from different backgrounds and to try to create some intimate programs that can kind of bring us together around a common theme, such as poetry or food or music or film.
A lot of times Hamtramck is touted as a very immigrant, welcoming space. What are some things you've noticed, you know, from the Hamtramck Arts and Culture Commission that are challenges in terms of actually getting people to come together in one space?
Just in the 15, 16 years I've lived here, my block has, you know, almost completely changed from a full block of mostly, I would say, like African-American and like older Polish families to in 1 year, half the block was abandoned because of the housing crisis to years of like horrible crime, abandoned blocks to then like Bengali families coming in and now like more and more Yemeni families, more and more Yemeni families. So we've seen lots of changes. So before being on the Arts and Culture Commission, I know a challenge that I have come across as being involved in our Black Club and throwing events and trying to get everyone involved. You know, there's cultural issues that keep people from being in the same space together that, I don't know, that we always struggle with. Like, is it something to be solved? Is it something to leave alone? Is there like another way to look at it?
There's no way to like find a, you know, you can say, hi, I'm your neighbor. Like, I mean, if you need anything, you know, and then nothing. Like, how far do we push to try to be like, we should all be like this. We need to get a lot, you know, like whose idea of a neighborhood is that? Some of the challenges are just within the Arts and Culture Commission and the body of folks that make that up. People really like have different ideas about what art and culture looks like and what that is. And trying to like get everybody like maybe on a one page, but everybody's like fragmented in different directions and kind of honing those things in, which we're still figuring out. Sometimes it's just finding that like we're really excited about an idea. We know that it's a good one. We just need some backup. And like you can't get that backup.
What do you feel like are the opportunities that the Hamtramck Arts and Culture has?
It needs to start including maybe some different age groups, I think would be really good. Definitely could use some younger people, some younger voices. It has some people on the commission who have great ideas and who are very connected to different aspects of different art worlds. That's cool, but doesn't have a lot of representation of who lives in Hamtramck. We would love for more people in the community to get involved.